boys and girls, welcome to a historic episode of the Sharp 600 brought to you by Covers.com. My name is Joe Fortenball. This is episode 101, and the day has finally arrived. The Supreme Court Monday morning striking down PASPA, the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, which was a 1992 law that barred state-authorized sports gambling with some exceptions. It made Nevada, essentially, the only state where someone could wager on the results of a single game. Now, the states are free to pick and choose. New Jersey has won. The leagues have lost. We are about to see a gigantic and historic step forward when it comes to America and the world of sports betting. So, today, special installment of the Sharp 600, we're going to turn to the absolute best in the business when it comes to this topic. His name's David Purdom. He works at ESPN. He's a friend of mine going way back before this court case ever got started, which, believe it or not, was 6 years ago. He's going to join us to break it all down, because today, if there was ever a day that called for a podcast, today's the day.
Pay that man his money.
He covers the sports betting industry for ESPN and can be found on Twitter at David Purdom. He is the absolute best in the business when it comes to this particular topic. David Purdom joining us here on the Sharp 600. Buddy, I can't believe you made time for me today. I was just watching you on TV. What's it like?
My email, the emails is the biggest thing. I mean, my inbox is just people calling and asking all kinds of questions. So it's pretty crazy. Wild day, historic day for us, huh?
Well, listen, the fact that you made some time for me means the world. So thank you so much. This is a 6-year legal battle that has finally reached a conclusion. You and I knew each other before this started. We were working for different entities before this started, but now it has come to an end. Let's just start with this. Are you surprised the Supreme Court ruled the way it did?
No, I am not. And I thought that the complete strike down of the federal prohibition on sports betting was the smartest decision that they could make, to let the states basically kind of decide on their own the best practices for it. A lot of people thought they may rule more narrowly towards, you know, maybe restrict it only to New Jersey and Nevada. I thought if they did that, that would just lead to more court cases saying, well, why can only New Jersey and Nevada do this? Why can't we? So I think this was the smartest ruling, and I trusted in our court to make the smartest ruling.
Okay, so where do we stand at the moment? Now, you can legally wager on sports in Nevada, but how does the rest of the country stack up, and which states will be the first, in your opinion, to offer legalized sports betting?
New Jersey will be first. I think they'll be up and running in some fashion, probably at a scaled-down version of a sports book within a couple weeks. It could take a little bit longer if the legislation that they have to kind of push through takes a little time, but they're planning to be up in weeks. Certainly, I think there will be multiple sports books in New Jersey up by football season. Now, after New Jersey, I think you'll see West Virginia come on board pretty quickly. I think Mississippi sent out a statement today that they'll be up in about 45 days. Look out for New York to come on pretty quickly. Delaware already has an NFL lottery system. It's real small scale, but they have some sort of the infrastructure that they could jump on board. You know, by the end of next year, maybe by the start of the 2019 football season, I bet we're seeing 15, 20 states with legalized sports betting in the U.S.
Wow. It's amazing, yeah, and surreal at the same time to have this conversation with you based on where we were just a few years ago. What do you think this upcoming football season is going to look like? I'd imagine everyone would want to gear up specifically for that. Just from a wagering perspective, do you think apps will be in play? Will you have to go to a racetrack? What's it all going to look like?
I think to start with, you're probably going to have to go to the racetrack or casinos in New Jersey to wager. I think maybe by the end of football season, they will have an app running. And certainly in the future, this will be done all online. To start, I wouldn't be surprised if we had to run over to a Monmouth Park or a Meadowlands in New Jersey to place a wager. But I know everybody is looking toward getting some sort of mobile app or online wagering in the near future.
How do the leagues feel about this, the pro sports leagues as well as the NCAA?
You know, I think they're probably resigned that they were suddenly the underdog in this. And after decades of them, you know, bashing the, oh, this is a threat to the integrity of the game, I think they were just kind of resigned that, nope, society's changed on this. And, you know what, maybe if we regulate this and we have licensed officials kind of monitoring everything, maybe that's better to protect the integrity of the game than the current environment. So we've seen lots of statements come out from them. NFL statement was probably the most notable to me. They came out and said that they are going to Congress and they're going to try to get Congress to pass some sort of federal framework to get some things, some stipulations they want in place. They're probably going to try to get a cut of the action with by going to Congress. So I think that's the next step we'll see from the leagues, is a push to Washington, D.C. to get something done.
Is there going to be a way in which the states can offer legalized sports betting without having to kick back to the leagues, or are the leagues going to get a cut of this one way, shape, or form?
Ultimately, I feel like there will be some sort of quote-unquote partnership between the leagues and sports betting operators. The states have really pushed back against them. They have not had any success. The leagues are trying to, Major League Baseball and NBA have been going kind of state to state, say, look, you guys need to pay us an integrity fee or a royalty or whatever you want to call it. That's ranged from 0.25% to 1% of the total handle. That's the amount bet, you know. That's not just win or loss. They want a percentage of every bet. And sometimes those bets lose and the books lose, so they have to pay extra money. I do think ultimately the leagues have enough clout in the congressional level that they will try to work out something. Not quite sure what it's going to look like. I don't think maybe a state straight take off the handle, maybe the final outcome of this, but that's what they want for right now.
Every month on Twitter, you update the revenue projections from the state of Nevada, how much money they make on blackjack, table games, slots, and sports betting. How is Las Vegas and the state of Nevada as a whole going to react to something like this? Is this going to be a big dent in their bottom line?
I remember when it first started in Las Vegas, either they dismissed it, like a lot of people, like, this isn't going to really hurt us, and they weren't really scared. They thought, oh boy, you know, if this does happen, people will be racing to us for us to consult on this, or maybe we could be the hub of U.S. sports betting. It hasn't really played out that way, and I think they've gotten a little more nervous as this has all played out, and they've seen, wonder if this will take away our business. I personally don't think it'll have a major impact on Las Vegas. Las Vegas is a destination place, regardless if you're betting on sports or if you're just going on vacation. They have a massive head start on everybody. They already have the huge, glorious sports books that you and I both enjoy so much. So those environments will be, at least to start, tough to replicate. So we'll have to kind of see. I think Nevada is probably a little bit nervous right now, but I think they'll be okay.
How do you think this impacts daily fantasy sports? Is it possible maybe a DraftKings or a FanDuel also begins offering sports wagering?
Oh, absolutely. Both DraftKings and FanDuel have said they want on board into traditional sports betting. I think they might take a stake an exchange model where it's almost head-to-head betting. Instead of playing daily fantasy against your buddy, you're betting on point spreads. That might be able to lower the margin and scale this larger. So I think DraftKings and FanDuel are in a pretty good spot right now. Now they're going to have to go through some licensing stuff that's going to take a while. But with their database and all their users and their young, enterprising approach to this, they might be in a good shot.
How do you think the media coverage of sports betting is going to change as we approach football season? You're at ESPN. I'd have to imagine you're going to have a higher profile, in that when we're watching Monday Night Football previews, that they're going to start incorporating more sports betting analysis, would they not?
I think we're already there, aren't we? I mean, I guess I wouldn't have a job if we didn't. But I think we've seen that change in the last 3, 4, 5 years, where people, with the rise of daily fantasy and just more acceptance of sports betting and the numbers around and point spreads. I think we've seen that already. Now that legalization happens, it can't hurt for certainly. People will get up there and talk about it a little bit more openly. It also kind of scares me a little bit, because in Australia, when they legalized sports betting around 2000, 2001, they had this rash of advertising of sports betting, kind of like we saw on Daily Fantasy
a
few years ago.
I was just thinking that. It was brutal.
Yeah, so I don't think I want to see that. So I think we can all take a mature approach to this. That's not a taboo. We're not doing anything wrong by talking about it, but we still need to be conscious of the issues that come around the side of sports betting.
Final question for you. How do you think the old school bookies are feeling this morning?
I had an offshore Sportsbook reach out to me and said, we think this is going to help us. We think that we'll be able to undercut the market and offer better prices and so forth. So I don't know if that'll be the case, but they don't seem too scared. You know, the biggest advantage the offshore and some of the paperhead local bookmakers have, in my opinion, is credit. If you're going to bet and you can say, the bookmaker would say, all right, you bet until you're up or down $1,000 and then we'll pay out. Well, that's a huge advantage if you don't have to put up all that cash, especially for futures bets. So I think the offshore and the underground bookmakers are going to survive. Now, the pros of joining the regulated market, of course, if you have a bad something that goes wrong with your offshore, your local guy, he just says, screw you, I'm not paying, you don't have any recourse. Now, if you bet with the legal market, you do. So pros and cons, I don't think the illegal market is completely gone, but they will have to battle.
Playing on credit. I have no idea what you are talking about.
Yeah, me neither.
Listen, he is the absolute best in the business. And if you're just jumping into this, he's a must follow on Twitter at David Purdom, covers sports betting for ESPN. His profile is going to get much, much higher, and he's earned every bit of it. David Purdom joining us here on the Sharp 600. Buddy, big day, man. Big day. Thank you so much for spending some of your time with us today. I know you're really busy. Keep killing it. Hopefully we can talk again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Wow. There is really no other word that can sum up what I'm feeling right now other than wow. This day has been a long time coming. It's almost surreal to believe that it's finally arrived, but sports betting is set to become legal across America. The states are now free to do as they choose, as they please, and we, the consumer, are set to benefit. But just remember, with increased coverage, with increased exposure, with increased opportunities, will come increases in scams, in hustles, in individuals trying to sell you information that might not be above board. Now more than ever, you need to remain disciplined, you need to remain vigilant, because the opportunities to cash in on sports betting are right around the corner. This coming football season is going to be very different than any football season we've encountered in the past. So if you thought the first part of this ride here at the Sharp 600 was fun, get ready, because the second part is about to become a blast. As always, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for subscribing, rating, and reviewing on iTunes. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. Be well, and best of luck.